Would you say that you're a go-with-the-flow type of person? Could you get up and go at a drop of a notice? We ask, how open are you really to change? Now, let's talk about it on the next episode of Real Girlfriends Across America. Hello, my name is Corinne, and I'm the host for the call tonight for the Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and a mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe, and we will be bringing you hot topics each night, and we're always looking for new topics, so feel free to contact us on Facebook at Real Girlfriends Across America, and also visit our website at realgirlfriends.org, and you can also submit any suggestions that you have to our email address, which is realgirlfriends7@gmail.com. And tonight, I have a host of girlfriends with me. We're going to be talking about, are you open to change? So tonight I have Tawanda, Judith, Annie, Tamara, and a host of other girlfriends on the line, as well as at home listening. Thank you all for dialing in. How is everyone?
Doing pretty good.
Doing great.
Okay. We're doing great.
Great. Okay. I'm going to start off. Good. Hi, Kat.
Hi. Sorry for dialing in late, but yeah.
No, you're perfectly fine. Thank you for calling in. So tonight we're talking about how open are you to change. So some people are more open to change, and some people are a little reluctant to it. So I'm going to start off with you, Annie. I'm going to ask, in the times that we live in currently with the technology, it's always changing. Are you someone that can easily adapt to new technology, or do you need more time, or do you prefer to just stick to what you know?
You know, for me personally, my entire life, I've always had to adapt to change a lot. I was an Army brat. My dad, my stepdad, my grandfather, all were Army. So I moved sometimes twice a year. Not to mention, I was around when computers first came into the classroom. So I've kind of had to adapt to that my whole life. So I've gotten used to it. The hard part is, you know, when I want to be stubborn and I don't want to learn something new, I just want to stick with what, you know, my iPhone 7. But eventually I have to get a newer one.
Okay. And I can understand that. I love the upgrade of technology, because there's always something to improve it. So that's where I'm at. And I see area code 720. I'm sorry, you're new to the line. And what's your name?
It's Amanda.
I'm sorry.
Oh, hey,
Amanda, how are you?
My car dropped.
Okay. And Amanda, I'm just going to ask you, in the times that we live in with the new changing technology, are you someone that can easily adapt to new technology, or do you need change, or do you prefer what you currently use? I'm sorry, Amanda?
Oh, sorry.
I love upgrading my technology.
Okay, so
you
like,
get me? Okay.
So can you easily upgrade with the changes? And are you someone that can easily adapt to changes? Okay.
Technology-wise, I protest a little bit with change, like, otherwise.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you the same question, Tawanda. In the times that we live in with this technology ever so changing, do you find it easy to use new technology, or do you need to, like, YouTube it, or are you someone that prefers to stick to what you know?
I am a person that embraces change. However, when it comes to technology, that is a challenge for me. So, yes, ma'am, I am a YouTube queen because I'm not a tech person. Even with something as simple as Facebook changing about 4 or 5 times, like I said, switch my profile back. As long as they give me the option to keep it the same, I'm not going to that new one. Like I'm just so sick of things changing every 5 minutes. So I embrace it, but some things I resist. And what I don't know, I'm Googling and YouTubing it.
Okay. And I'm a queen for YouTube. I love YouTube. So I am always going there. If I don't know something and I want to learn, to go there. So I understand that. Okay. And I'm going to ask you, Judith, the same question. Are you someone that can easily adapt to technology, or do you prefer that it stays the same way?
Well, I also like to YouTube everything just to make sure, but I'm forced to go with technology because I have children. And with the schools doing everything online now with all the COVID and with the way things are going and changing so rapidly with their education, I have to keep up with them. If not, I'm going to get left behind and I'm not even going to know what's going on with this education. So it's kind of whether I like it or not, I'm forced to keep up with it, you know. But I embrace it, and it's what I have to do. It's what I have to do, basically.
Okay, and do you find it easily to adapt to it changing, or do you find it more difficult whenever it changed for you to adapt, or are you a quick learner?
Things I do have a problem with, but I eventually learn. I research it, and I find out how to do things. But me too, when I was younger, computers were barely coming around, and I had to learn how to do that myself, so I either pick up on things or I'll research and I'll find out how to do it. YouTube helps a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does. And I'm going to ask you the same question, Kat. How do you feel about the ever-changing technology? Do you feel as though it's easy to grasp new changing technology, or are you opposed to it?
So I did hear somebody say, like, earlier about, like, switching from, like, an iPhone 7 to the newer one. So iPhone-wise, I've been using the iPhone 8 since it came out, and I still refuse to switch out of it because I love my home button and I love Apple. And so that's one thing. However, I always, like, stick to the upgrades. In fact, like, what I do love about Apple products, not that I'm trying to sound like a ambassador for them or anything, but their quality actually is amazing because I'm in the tech industry, and as a UX designer, like, we use all Mac of everything. We do Apple everything, and so it's so convenient, like, for my team and for all of my employees, and so I embrace the technology upgrades. However, like all of you ladies were saying, when it comes to, like, learning how to use it, I don't like reading manuals, so I am a visual learner, so I will use YouTube or anything like that. So I believe in embracing it because there's so many, like, upgrades as well as, like, softwares that a UX designer like me uses, and so it's important to be, like, up to date.
Thank you for that response, and I'm going to switch over to Tamara, and I'm going to ask you, Tamara, would you or have you ever got up and moved to a new location that you've never been to? So have you ever, or would you if you have not? Tamara, are you still there?
It's Lanaria.
I'm sorry, Lanaria? I apologize.
You said who, Lanaria?
Would you ever or have you ever moved to a new place that you've never been to before?
No.
Okay, you never have. No, if let's say if you were to move to a new place, or let's say if you ever started a new job, for instance, how were you to changing? To how long did it take you to adapt in your new environment?
Well, I'm open to move. So it wouldn't take long. I said, no, I'm open to move, so it wouldn't take long to adapt to it.
Okay, so do you think that it's easy for you to adapt because you're a people person, or you embrace change?
No, I'm open just to go anywhere.
Okay. And thank you. And I'm going to ask Judith, have you ever, let's say, started a new position at a job, or have you ever moved to a new place that you didn't know anyone? And if so, how fast did it take you to adjust to that change?
Well, you can say that I'm a people person, so I like to make friends. So if I need the help or whatever, I'll ask questions, and, you know, I'll start making friendships so that if I need help along the way, at least I have a little resource. But I'm adaptable to change, and I'm a fast learner. It's just when it's like for a job, it's easier. But if it's a big change, like say a move, it'd be hard for me because I have kids that depend on me. And that's not just changing my life, it's changing their life too, you know?
Right, because it affects other people. Okay, so whenever mm-hmm. you make a change, you have to consider that. So that would, I guess, be a big part in your decision on how, I guess, you
yes.
would, on how quickly they adjust is, I guess, how quickly you can adjust.
Yeah, and then, and I also think that the age that they're in is critical too, because there's certain ages that kids, I guess, encounter certain, like, you know, personal, like puberty, when they hit puberty, they're going through different changes, so they're resistant to change. So that has to be taken into consideration, like in my opinion, because I'm a mother, you know?
Okay. And I'm going to ask you the same question, Amanda. Have you ever moved to a new place, or let's say started a new job and had to adjust quickly to change, or did you have to adjust to the change, and how quickly did it take you to adjust?
At this point, I don't think that I would move. I think that what grounds me here is that my daughter lives with my parents, and so I don't want to move very far from her, but that might change, you know, as she becomes an adult, when she's almost there. 9 years ago, I completely changed my career field. And when I first started in mental health, I was so nervous that instead of, like, doing a lot of listening, I'd get nervous and ramble at my clients. And I didn't even realize
Amanda.
I was doing it until Oh, can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes,
you can. Go ahead.
Yes, so I didn't even realize I was rambling at my clients until I got nailed on a evaluation. But then after that, then I was able to start learning how to not, like, to reel in my nerves and start listening and asking questions instead of just rambling and word vomiting on my clients.
Okay. So you found a way to adapt.
Yeah.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah,
yeah,
so
you
were
able
did.
To find a way to adapt?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the same question. Have you ever changed a job or moved to a new place and didn't know anyone and you had to adjust, and how quickly did it take you to adjust?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, can you? Oh, sorry, you're on mute because
okay.
I'm in a live area.
To Wanda. Oh, no problem.
Kat, are you going?
Okay, no problem.
Oh, yeah,
Kat,
yeah,
you can
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going. Sorry. So what I was saying is, like, yes, I have, like, right now, saying when I was on mute, I'm a senior UX designer, like, at Salesforce right now. And so when I was actually a junior UX designer, I was actually sent out to move to New York and to build over there since they were like, hey, this is a good opportunity for you. So do you want to transfer you? And so I took the opportunity, and at the same time, like, I was in a long-term relationship. And so while I was, like, in New York, I had to adapt, and I was honestly not happy because I was young. One, I was young, and two, I was around people who I barely knew. And so because I was also going through a mental health problem, like, back, like, that time I was going through depression, I had to be back home. And so I had to adapt at some point, but honestly, like, at this point, since I don't have a family or any kids, I'm not married, I would have no problem, like, moving around. And now that I'm older, so, yeah.
Okay. And how quickly do you think that it would take you to adapt to that change?
Say it again? How quickly it would take me to adapt to the change?
How quickly do you think that it would take for you to adapt to those changes? Yes. Yes.
Well, like, honestly, so I could look back, like, back then I was maybe, like, I was only 23 at that time, and now that I'm 29, I feel like I could adapt to it easier because my mental health back then was horrible, and I was thinking more long-term about, like, getting married and having kids, and I learned, like, I was so young back then, and so now, like, it's easy for me to adapt because, like, I even have times when I'm working, like, in L.A., like, for 2 months, like, at the Salesforce down there. And, like, it's easy for me now rather than, like, being young and trying to adapt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And thank you. I'm going to move on to Tawanda before we take a break and just ask you the same question, Tawanda. Have you ever moved to a new place and started a new job and had to adapt to the changes there? And how easy for you to adjust?
Every place that I lived after college was a brand new place where I didn't know anyone, and that's my preference. I can go to a new place and take over a city in about 2 to 3 weeks. I don't meet strangers. I'm extremely resourceful. Networking is my middle name, so absolutely, I've done it all my life. I just moved to a new place a few weeks ago, and the only delay is COVID-19. I'm practicing social distancing, so it's going to take a little while longer.
Okay. And I think that's a lot of people's dilemma now with the social distancing, having to adjust that and put their social life in hold right at the moment. So that's a big change for everyone.
Absolutely.
Okay. And on that note, we are going to take a break. And when we return, we're going to continue with how open are you to change? Are you enjoying the show? Help us bring more great content to you by donating. Every bit helps. You can donate to us by visiting our Patreon page. You can go to www.patreon.com and search for Rogue Girlfriends Across America to support the show. Or you can donate to us by visiting our Anchor page. You can visit www.anchor.fm and search for us by searching Rogue Girlfriends Across America. We appreciate the donation. Now, back to the show. This is Karen, and here is today's trending news break. A landmark Supreme Court ruling affirms Native American rights in Oklahoma. A recent 5-4 decision declared that much of eastern Oklahoma is an Indian reservation. This could reshape criminal justice in the area by preventing state authorities from prosecuting Native Americans. Now, back to you. Thank you for taking that great journey with us. And now we are back with, and we're speaking about how open are you to change. So I'm going to continue with Judith, and I'm going to ask you, are you someone that looks forward to change, or do you like for things to remain the same?
I guess I'm in the middle. I look forward to it because it's interesting, all the things that are changing. I guess things are getting better and better. They're improving on a lot of the features on the phones and this and that. You know, it's interesting. But then again, it's also, it gets me a little nervous because, it gets me nervous. Who knows where things are going?
Okay, so are you afraid that things would take a negative turn with technology or with just trends or anything in general?
I get worried about getting left behind and not knowing how to use things or not knowing, not accessing things that are available out there because I'm not embracing technology. Because basically, if you don't embrace it, you do get left behind, you know? Everything is online now, especially because of the COVID and stuff like that. So if you don't know how to do things online, if you don't keep up with it, then you're going to get left behind.
I definitely agree. If you don't embrace it, you do tend to get left behind, at least in, educate yourself on what is out there. And I'm going to ask you the same thing, Annie. Do you look forward to change, or are you someone that likes things to remain the same?
No. You know, at a young age, I kind of, because I moved around so much, I had to embrace it, whether I liked it or not. You know, and that last question I was thinking about when I was 10 years old, and I remember flying over to Germany. My stepdad got stationed over there, and I literally was in the plane and had myself convinced that Germany wasn't really going to be there. There was nowhere going to be to land. So after that, when there was a world to land in, I kind of embraced the change, and I learned a lot. And I think that more people would thrive if they opened their minds to allowing change in their lives, because that's how we grow and that's how we get bigger and better. If you stay in the same place and do the same thing, complacency, you know.
Exactly. I definitely agree with that. And I'm going to ask you the same thing, Lamara. Do you look forward to change, or are you someone that likes things to remain the same?
Look forward to change.
Okay, what do you look forward about change?
Everything with the technology and everything.
Okay. So you have an option
everything.
Change in the future.
Yeah, everything with the change. Because like she just said, it helps you get better and grow as a person. So I'm willing to change.
Yeah, I agree. I think the change comes a possibility for growth and a possibility for a brand new start sometimes. So I'm always open for change. And I'm also asking you, Amanda, do you look forward to change, or do you like for things to remain the same?
I'm kind of in the middle, too. Like, there's a little bit of a sense of comfort in the same. But then also, like, I'm constantly working to improve myself, and I also think that change can be good. So there's, like, excitement and apprehension a little bit on both ends.
Okay. And what's your apprehension about about change?
I think it's just fear of the unknown. Like, at least if nothing changes, then at least I know what to expect. Whereas, like, with change, there's, like, a whole gamut of things that could happen, like, both good and bad.
Okay. So, like you said, the fear of the unknown that is, I guess, the with your what's holding you back when it comes to change.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not action same. Okay. And I can understand that a lot of people get a fear of what's unknown, especially when you're comfortable to something. So I'm gonna ask you the same thing, Tawanda. Do you look forward to change, or do you like for things to remain the same?
I'm definitely all about progress. I wanna stay in the middle for the sake of not that I don't like change. I just want to, I like to choose my own change. And that's not like Kat was saying earlier about the iPhone and how it's always upgrading. Like, that gets on my nerves. Like, I don't need my iPhone to upgrade every year. I'm cool with every 3 years. So certain change, I always work to become my best self.
Yeah.
I just think that with all the technology and things that we have, it's changing so rapidly. And I think some of it's redundant and it's not necessary. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I change, like, a job and I'm in this department, let me get here and learn it. Like, just keep changing over and over and over. Sometimes that doesn't lead to progress. So that's what I mean. I'm all about change. I embrace change. But I don't want to endure every change that comes along because it might not be for me.
Okay, I understand. So it would, like, a major change is more important than a minor technology change.
Yeah, like I have an iPhone 6, so there's been 3 or 4 different ones. I don't go grab one every time it changes. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes, oh, you know, I got the iPhone 6, now the iPhone 7 is coming. Oh, now it's the iPhone 8. I don't do all that. I don't run behind it. I don't try to keep up with the Joneses. I take advantage of what I need to get where I need to go. So, yeah, I embrace change. I just don't grab a hold of everything because it changes too rapidly.
Okay. And on that note, let me yeah, and it definitely does. Technology actually changed a few times in 1 year. One product can change, and it's just a different wave, and it can say it's a different, I guess, season or whatever it is, collection of the same
exactly.
thing. So, and technology is a very profitable thing that's always changing. And I'm going to move to Annie, and I'm going to ask you, Annie, do you often change things about your physical appearance or home? And if you do, why do you feel the need to change?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me this question. You know, it's funny because when I was younger, when my mom was paying for my cell phones, I used to change the iPhone all the time. But now that I pay my own bills, I still stick with them as long as I can. You know, I'm sorry, what was the second part of the question? You're breaking up. Are you there?
Yeah, if you do change often. Yeah, I'm sorry. Am I breaking up?
No, I got you now.
Can you hear me?
Sorry. Yes.
Okay, no problem. So it was, do you often change? And if so, why do you feel the need to do so?
So I just adapt to my environment. I'm one of those people that as long as the things around me are pretty easy and peaceful, if I can contribute to that, then I try to. And I don't mind being a little inconvenienced for others sometimes.
Okay. And that's fair. I understand that. And I'm going to ask Judith the same question. Do you often change things about your physical appearance or your home? And if so, why do you feel the need to do so?
Well, I've been doing my makeup the same way since I graduated high school. I'm me, and when it comes to stuff like that, personal stuff like my appearance, I like to stick to me, and it's I don't go with what is the trend or what is the in thing. I'm just me, and if I feel comfortable with what I have or how I with my appearances, then I keep it like that, you know, because my life is so forever changing because of the kids and stuff. I focus more on keeping up with their changes and what they want as opposed to me changing. I like to stay in my comfort zone in that aspect. And my home is, it's a kid zone. It's a kid zone, I can tell you that. And I have a child with autism, so he's used to routine, so I tend to keep things as routine as possible for him, you know?
Okay. Now, what would you say be the one thing that you change often? So out of everything, let's say it might not even be a high number, but for you, it's just the one thing that you change quite often.
My clothes,
of course,
you know.
Car, phone.
My clothes and for some reason, I like to buy toys for them. So with the newest toys, that's what I want to get for them. So it's basically for them.
Okay. And I'm going to ask you, Lamara, the same question. Do you often change things about your physical appearance in your home? And if so, why do you feel the need to do so?
The only thing that I changed is like how I look, like my hairstyles, because I want to try a lot of stuff. And like wearing lashes and things like that. That's the only things that I wanted to try that I never used to wear or do. And phones and cars, that's the only thing I can
do. Okay, and when it comes to your hair, can you do it? Because
I do.
I'm sorry,
it because
you said
I
the other part was
never
phones and cars?
Yeah. Like with the cars, I want my car up to date, so that's why I change it. And same with the phone. And with the car, well, with my looks, like the hair and everything, I only change that because I never used to wear it or have it when I was little. So that's why I change it now. Just to try it.
Okay, so because you're able to do so now because you're an adult.
Yeah.
So that's understandable. A lot of us do that as well. And Tawanda, I'm also going to ask you, do you often change things about your physical appearance or your home? And if so, why do you feel the need to do so?
All right, well, basically, I kind of ditto what the last young lady was saying. And also, it just kind of really depends on the environment, what I have going on, what kind of mood I'm in, et cetera. Sometimes I'm in a glamour and glitz mode that I want to turn up. Like, I don't wear, like, lashes and eyebrows, but every now and then I may get in a mood where I want to go get that done, and then it may irritate me, I pull it off. Or I might want to go shopping and change my style. I'm more of a conservative dresser. But sometimes, you know, if I kind of get into my mood of, sell, I want to get a groove back, I may, you know, kind of be a little more risque. Just kind of really depends on mood, on what I have going on, you know, associations, et cetera.
Great movie, by the way.
I know, right?
And let me ask you this, Amanda. This is going to be the final question for the night. To everyone, is there something that is materialistic or non-materialistic that you would never change? And one thing that you would want to change?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if there's anything materialistic that I wouldn't not want to change. I guess, really, I mean, there's a lot of things that I want to change. Especially, like, I have a lot of, like, body confidence issues. Okay. I have a lot of body confidence issues because losing like 140 pounds, you get a lot of loose skin. So if I could change one thing, it would be to get rid of the loose skin.
Okay. I understand that. And that's something that I'm sure that and people in a similar position would want to also change as well. So I wish you a good journey in doing that. And Judith, I'm also going to ask you this as well. What is something materialistic or non-materialistic that you would never change and one thing that you would want to change?
Well, I agree with what she just said, and congratulations on the weight loss. That's awesome. I wish I could lose weight.
Thank you.
That's my thing. I would change my weight, you know, because the way the society and the media and everything portrays, like, the ideal body or the ideal woman is all thin, and I'm not all thin. I've had four kids. So, you know, that's one thing I'd like to change just so that I'm more confident. And with that confidence, I can go out there and tackle more things that I should be tackling out in the world, you know, just for my confidence. But one thing I would not change is just, well, actually, no, I have been changing the way I see things and the way I react to certain things in my life that I have changed. I'm not going to lie. I have changed. I guess with age, everything starts to change, whether you notice it or not, you know. As you get older, your ideas. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, we hear you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
yeah,
I guess that as I'm getting older, you know, I have to change, and because I'm starting to value things differently. My priority list is changing, and yeah, things change like that.
Okay. And thank you for the response. And I'm going to shoot over to Tawanda. And is there something materialistic or non-materialistic that you will never change or something that you will want to change?
Oh, man, that is a really good question because really I'm not really that materialistic. Let me think. When you first asked the question, I've been thinking ever since then. I really can't think of anything that is materialistic that I really want to change or not change. Well, you know what? I love cars. Like, I always like to have a new car every 3 years. So, I don't really want to change not getting a new car and upgrading, though. I don't want to change that. I want to keep doing it. So, no, I want to keep everything the same. All my bad habits.
Okay. Is there anything? Okay, so the non-materialistic will be your bad habits you want to keep the same.
Well, yeah, I mean, because I just like variety. I don't like the same thing over and over. It's like every 3 years, I just have a need to move and another car and just something different.
Okay.
I don't like to get bored.
And is there anyone before we close out that did not? Exactly, I don't like to get bored either, so I agree. Is there anyone else that didn't get to respond to the question? Was there something materialistic or that they would want to change or never want to change?
Hey, well, the only thing I would want to change is where I live.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lamara, so you want to change where you live?
Yes.
And do you have an idea of areas where you want to change or move to?
Like somewhere hot.
Hello? Did you hear me?
Yes,
somewhere
like
hot?
Florida or somewhere, yes.
Okay.
Other than that, that would
okay,
be
well,
the only thing
sounds
I probably
cool.
want to change.
I would want to be in a warm weather.
Yeah, I would
want to be in a warm weather as well, so I understand that. Okay, and we are about to end there. So for tonight. But I'm just gonna ask you ladies, how did you feel about tonight's topic on how open are you to change?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody has that noise. They might want to press star 6 or mute.
Yes.
But I enjoy the topic. This is Tawanda, and life is about change. I heard a song one time that says, there's two things in life you can count on. That's change and more change. So I'm going to embrace it, and it's going to come. I can't stop it, so I'm going to do what I have to do when
yes.
it comes. And if I don't, if I fail, I'm just going to try it again, get some help.
Yeah.
I agree. And I want to thank everyone that decided to call in tonight. I appreciate everyone for participating. So Amanda, Judith, Annie, Lamar, Kat, Tawanda, I appreciate you all for participating in the call tonight. So we'll
thank
be back again on Sunday. At 11, I'm sorry, I popped up. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so we'll be back again on Sunday. So we record now Sunday through Thursday. So we'll be back on Sunday at the same time, which is 9 p.m. and it's Eastern Standard Time. Okay, and I would love for you guys to stay on the line while we close for the call. So good night to everyone, and thank you for holding on.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Real Girlfriends Across America. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We're here Sunday through Thursday at 9 p.m. EDT time or 6 p.m. PDT time. Make sure you tune in on all of our platforms, and that's anywhere where podcasts are being played. Make sure you visit us at www.realgirlfriend.org or on Instagram at realgirlfriend7, that's the number 7, Twitter at realgirlfriend7, or on our Facebook page at Real Girlfriends Across America. We can't wait to chat with you next. And until next time, have a great and awesome day.
Come on. Sorry.